Welcome to the weekly Haftarah Parshas Shoftim. This is the fourth of the Shivat Nechemta over the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, which are read between Tisha B'Av and Rosh Hashanah. All seven Haftarahs are taken from the last third of the book of Yeshayahu. Last week, the Navi reported to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we are not willing to be comforted by man. Hashem responds, I personally will comfort you. Anoichi, Anoichi hu menachmechem. You are tzaddikim. Why should you fear mortal man? Kmiat vatiri me enosh yomos umi ben adam chotzer yinosen. You have a Kadosh Baruch Hu who created and maintains shemayim v'aretz, yet you constantly fear rulers of other nations who may have an opportunity to harm you today but will be gone tomorrow. Why do you not trust a Kadosh Baruch Hu? Vatishkach Hashem oisecha. The Chassam Sofer explains, the one who serves Hashem only because he fears suffering in this world is really serving himself. Whenever a situation arises in which keeping a mitzvah might cause him a loss, he is very likely to ignore that mitzvah. He forgets, but tishkach, that his main purpose is to care for his neshama. This is the point of the pasuk. You fear man who dies. You fear the possibility of death and keep the mitzvahs in order to avoid punishment and death, but you forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who will eventually return the neshama to the body at Tchiyas HaMeisim and will judge them both together. Therefore, you are left fearing human rulers. As the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Tzadik Aleph, Amud Aleph, relates, the Emperor Antoninus argued to Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, that both the neshama and the body can absolve themselves from punishment when a person is judged. The body can argue that the neshama committed all the averis, since after the neshama leaves, the body cannot move at all. Obviously, the neshama must be the true actor. The neshama, on the other hand, can argue that it is incapable of performing any physical act without a body, so the body must be the guilty party. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi responded with a mashal. A king hired two men to guard his orchard. The fruits were ripe and succulent, and the king feared that these thieves might attempt to steal the produce. One guard was lame, and the other was blind. While they were guarding the orchard, the lame man told his companion that he could see luscious fruit ready to be eaten, but because of his handicap, he could not reach it. The blind man responded that he could not even see the fruit. The lame man said, "No problem. Carry me on your shoulders, I will guide you to the right place." They carried out their plan and soon devoured all the fruit in the orchard. When the king returned, he was furious to discover that the trees had been stripped bare, and he accused the guards of stealing the produce. The lame man defended himself, "Your Majesty, I am lame, I cannot reach any fruit." The blind man also protested his innocence, "I cannot even see any fruit." But the king was no fool. He understood exactly what had happened. He placed the lame man on the blind man's shoulders and judged them as one. Similarly, Hashem will return the neshama to the body and judge them as a single unit. We refer to this concept in the Slichas of Erev Rosh Hashanah when we say, "Guf u'neshama im tereveim doichu v'lo yuchlu kum." If you bring the body and neshama together for judgment, they will not be able to survive. Why fear man? Man is so weak, he must empty his intestines so he does not die. The Radak explains that Hashem cares for us even in Golus. Even those who die, they will be eventually will return. If Hashem can change the sea, he can certainly force nations to release us. Pirkei Avos tells us in the name of Hashem HaTzadik, Al Shloisha Dvarim O'Elam Oymed Al Torah V'Al Avodah. The world stands on three pillars, Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim. The Yerushalmi and Tainus, Daf Vav, Daf Dalet, Amabez, remarkably points out that all three of these pillars can be found in a single pasuk in this week's Haftarah. V'asim devarai beficha, uvesel yodi chesisicha, l'ntoya shemayim v'lisoid aretz, v'leimor litzion ami ota. Yushami explains each part of the pasuk. V'asim devarai beficha is Torah. Uvesel yodi kesisicha is gemilas chasadim. Lintoya Shemayim Bilisoid Aretz Karbonas and Avaida. And the Pasuk concludes, Vilemar Litzion Ami Ata. The Yerushalmi understands this as referring to Klai Yisrael. But then the Yerushalmi continues with an extraordinary statement in the name of Rechinina Bar Papa. Choizradi al kol ha-mikra, v'loi matsunu shenikru Yisrael tzion ela zeh, v'leimar tzion amiyata. In other words, Yerushalmi says, I've gone through all of Mikra, and do not find another place where Klai Yisrael themselves are called tzion except here. That makes this pasuk especially powerful. The same pasuk that contains the three foundations upon which the world stands, Torah, Avodah, and Gemilah Chasadim, is also the unique place where Klai Yisrael are identified at Tzion. Perhaps the message is that Tzion is not only a place, it is an identity and a mission. Klai Yisrael earns the name through the three pillars that sustain the world. And only after laying out those three pillars does the pasuk say, V'leimar l'tzion ami ata. The Haftarah continues, Uri Uri Livshi Uzech Tzion, Livshi Bigdech Tefartech Yushlaim Ira Kodesh. Awaken Tzion, wear your strength, Yushlaim, dress yourself in your glorious garments. Ki lo yosiv yobavoy oid aro betame. No goy or impure person will ever enter. Hisnarim yofakumi, Shavi Yushlaim, Hispachti moisre savarech, Shavi abat Tzion. Shake off the dust and rise from the ground. Remove your avoida from your neck. You will sold for nothing because of the Yetzirah. You will not be redeemed with money, but through tshuva. There are three consecutive pesukim coming up here. Each one begins with a separate pasha, meaning a separate paragraph or section. One, ki chay amar Hashem, chinam nikartem v'loy b'chesiv tegeilu. Two, ki chay amar Hashem, elikim mitzrayim yorad ami b'rshoyna, lo gorsham v'ashur b'efes ashokai. Three, v'atem mali poi, no'am Hashem, ki lukach amichinam, moishlovi alilu, no'am Hashem, tomen kol yom shmi minayetz. In earlier times, when the Torah and the Navi were read publicly, the Pesukim were translated into Aramaic Targum. When reading from the Torah, the reader would read one Pasuk at a time, and the translator would translate it immediately. When reading from Navi, however, the reader could normally read up to three Pesukim before they were translated. The Gemara in Megillah, Chaf Dalet, Amud Aleph, teaches when each Pasuk begins a separate section, as these three Pesukim do in this Haftarah, they must be read and translated individually, even though they are from Navi, because each one introduces a separate idea. I'd like to conclude with a wonderful Dvar Torah, which I heard from my Rebbe, Rabbi Yisrael Reis Mishlita. The Haftarah begins, as I said, Anoichi, Anoichi, Hu Menchamchem. Hashem says, I am the one who comforts you. Rebbe asked, what is the meaning of this double expression, Anoichi, Anoichi? He explains it based on something Rav Shrab writes in a different context in the Sefer Mayan Beis HaSheva on Parshas Shalach, page 329. The final pasuk of Kriya Shema says, Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Hotzeisi Eschem Eretz Yisrael, Li Yisrochem Elokim, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. The double expression is quite strange. If we translate the pasuk according to its simple meaning, it reads, I am Hashem, your God, who took you out of the land of Mitzrayim in order to be your God. I am Hashem, your God. The second phrase, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, seems to be a repetition. What is the meaning of this double expression in Kriya Shema? Rav Schwab explains a rule that we find throughout Tanakh. Whenever Hashem uses the word Anoichi, or speaks to Klai Yisrael in the first person as Ani, it indicates a revelation and a special openness from Hashem towards Klai Yisrael. Generally, there can be a time pressed upon him when Hashem remains hiddenly. We find an ordinary expression, like Vaydabar Hashem El Moshe Lemar. There's no Ani or Anoichi. At a moment of Giloy, however, Hashem says Ani or Anoichi. For example, at Matan Torah Har Sinai, the first word is Anoichi. Similarly, in Parshas Vayera, when Moshe Rabbeinu was sent to Klai Yisrael, the pasuk says, V'chein Emor Livnei Yisrael, Ani Hashem. V'etzeisi Eschem Mitachas Siv Lois Mitzrayim. Again, the word Ani expresses a closeness, something that connects Klai Yisrael directly to Hashem. With this Yisoid, Rabbi Reisman explains something very interesting about the mitzvah of remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim. When we say the final pasuk of Kriya Shema, Ani Hashem Lekechem, Asher Etzeisi Eskem Eretz Yisrael, Yisrochem Lekim, Ani Hashem Lekechem, we have in mind to fulfill the daily mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. But at first glance, This is somewhat difficult. Early in the davening, in V'charisim Yabris, we say, V'teira es oni abisenim Mitzrayim, v'es akosom shemat al yamsuf, v'titin oisin moisin, b'faroi b'chol avodah b'chol am artsoi. This is a much more detailed and poetic description of Yetzias Mitzrayim. On Shabbos, we also mention Yetzias Mitzrayim in Nishmas. Yet we wait until the final pasuk of Kriyat Shema to fulfill the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. What is so special about this seemingly technical language? The answer, Rabbi Reisman explained, is Rabbi Schwab's Yesoid. When Hashem speaks with the language of Ani, when He speaks directly to us in the first person, it expresses a closeness and a special relationship. The mitzvah is therefore not merely to remember the historical event that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. The mitzvah is to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim as a direct expression of our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Turning back to the Torah, the next passage describes Klal Yisrael as having forgotten their relationship with Ribbono Shel Olam. V'tishkach Hashem Oisech Secha Odnoi Teshemayim Yos Oretz. The pasuk speaks about Yidden who have forgotten their connection to Hashem. Yidden who have forgotten that they possess a special and unique relationship with Him. Therefore, Hashem says, Anoichi, Anoichi, Hu Menachmechem. It is a double expression of I, of Anoichi. Hashem is showing His desire to reveal Himself and to be close to Klal Yisrael. Later in the Haftarah, we again find, Anoichi Hashem Alekecha, Roiga Hayom V'emu Galov, Hashem Tzvah Shmoi. Once again, we have this expression of Anoichi, an expression of openness, closeness, and gilui between Hashem and Klal Yisrael. These Haftarahs form a bridge between the period of Nechama and the coming period of Tshuva. The Nechama is not only that our suffering will end. The true Nechama is that we can once again feel close to the Borei Olam. And through the feeling of closeness, we can come to Tshuva with the recognition and comfort of Anoichi, Anoichi, Hu Menchamchem. Have a wonderful Shabbat.